This is Radio on the Go, keeping you informed with news breaks every hour throughout the day, plus free anytime at radioonthego.com.
If you're looking for a bank that specializes in agricultural lending, you can count on First Bank Hampton to meet the needs of your farming operation. Hi, this is Kent Mullenbeck at First Bank Hampton. We are your full-service agricultural bank offering operating lines of credit, equipment, and real estate loans. Whether you are a large or small operation, we work together with you to provide competitive rates, great service, and terms you'll truly appreciate. If you'd like to visit with me or one of our other experienced ag lenders, call us and we'll be happy to set up an appointment. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud to serve our local farmers, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Welcome to the Radio on the Go Newsmaker Program, brought to you by First Bank Hampton. Newsmaker is a featured interview with people who are making a difference and are making news in our local communities. Each Monday through Friday at this time, you'll hear a feature interview from the Radio on the Go News Department featuring local politicians, school officials, faith leaders, volunteers, police chiefs, firefighters, and others from a variety of backgrounds and influences to keep you informed. Here is today's First Bank Hampton Newsmaker interview.
Today's guest on the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program is the Executive Director of Healthy Harvest of North Iowa, Jan Libby. The organization continues to grow and expand, now covers 9 counties, including Hancock, Cerro Gordo, Floyd, Wright, and Franklin.
Which is a nonprofit operating in north central Iowa to help with the connections and the education around local food system development across our region.
You have been doing a lot with this over the years, and you've got it up to a point now where you've got so many activities going on. Can we talk about a few of them? First of all, you've got the local food guides are available now, am I right?
That is correct. This is of the numerous projects that we do pursue every year. Our local food guide is probably one of our lead pieces that people are probably getting familiar with. It is a document that captures a good chunk of our local food community. We have a great listing of local food producers organized by the product that they primarily produce, and that ranges from vegetables to fruit to specialty items to meat. We've got honey and we've got maple syrup. So, you know, when folks are looking for how do I get a hold of local products, this is a great resource. We also include a schedule and a contact list of about 14 farmers markets across North Iowa. And the local food system wouldn't be complete without buyers. And so we have a listing of restaurants and grocery stores that have been stepping up to include local food on their menu and in their offerings to customers. So this is a hard copy that we are getting out to libraries and chambers and extension offices, but it's also available to anybody at any time as a searchable database on our website. And the website address is www.healthyharvestni.com.
You mentioned about the farmers markets. Of course, you guys have been taking an active role in helping with those.
We have. We absolutely have. Farmers markets are sort of the front line of local food. When people start talking about local food, they go, oh, yeah, farmers markets. Now, as we talk, and it'll be clear that local food system development is a lot more than farmers markets, but being that they are so important as the first place for, oftentimes, for producers to be able to sort of test out their, you know, gardening and other products that they might be wanting to bring to market, they step into that from maybe going as sort of, you know, I just kind of want to try it, but now I want to try it on a more commercial scale. Farmers markets are really important as an incubator of new beginning businesses, and they're a great place for folks who want to get connected to local food and they want to add more healthy and nutritious food to their diets, and they want to have that connection, right? Because you buy straight from the person who's been doing all the work in the field. You can find out what's going on their farm. You can learn about their farming practices. You can learn about their families. It's just that kind of connection that brings another layer of the value to the food that is so important in terms of the quality of it. Having a quality relationship with the individual or the family who has been behind making that food possible really brings another level of satisfaction to that. Our farmers markets have been gearing up. They are busy, busy, busy all season. They go kind of quiet through the winter when people are finally catching their breath. And then the farmers market boards start to ramp up probably as early as January. They're starting to do some planning. And now they're looking at starting to open up in just a couple of weeks. And we have a good regular listing of those farmers markets market schedules on our webpage. So please make sure folks get to that healthyharvestni.com and keep track of your local farmers market. They are listed there with where they are to be found and what their schedule is. And I think farmers markets are going to be pretty much on schedule.
Okay, let's talk with you too. You mentioned about field days and the North Iowa Local Food Connection Program. How does that all pan out?
So as we say, looking at the different steps that we need to be thinking about to grow our local food system, providing support to local food producers has always been a key piece of our work. And we've done workshops over the years, but we're expanding that with our Local Food Connections program. It's really important for anybody that's listening that's not aware of our work or is, you know, thinking themselves that they want to get into this work to think about connecting through this program. It's all about building social network connections as well as providing us some venue through some training. So we've had a couple of meetings as kind of a new expansion of our producer support and a couple of meetings through the wintertime and then went into a couple of workshops in February. And now we are going to be holding a field day at a local food or farm business every month through, I think, October. And actually the first one is coming up on May 22 and it will be at the Fieldhouse Restaurant in Clear Lake. And they've been working very hard since they opened in 2017 to feature as much local product as they can. And so Jesse Meyer, the general manager, has all sorts of plans for really doing some hands-on work during that field day to do some food preparation and food cooking together, and then talking about what does it really take for a restaurant to feature as much local product as possible. There's a lot of details when you're trying to build a menu around in-season, fresh, locally sourced products and all the relationships that it takes and all of the planning. Because if you're trying to local base to your menu and you know how things evolve through the garden season, gosh, that means that menu might be changing. And so that keeps the chef on their toes and they have to sort of anticipate what's coming up and how does that work into our cooking and our planning and other dynamics. I think it will be a great opportunity for producers to get that inside view from a restaurant, for whether they are, you know, thinking about selling to restaurants or whether they're just curious. I think consumers would also be interested. It's always fun when you get a sort of behind-the-scenes sneak peek at businesses, right? There's fascinating dynamics that go on to make all the businesses in North Iowa run and operate as effectively as they can.
You mentioned, too, you're going to have an expanded nutrition education program getting underway in the month of June.
Related to our farmers market support, the last year or two, we've been able to do some work on food demonstrations at farmers markets. So, you know, again, it's the education, it's the building cooking skill confidence. That was very successful. It was piloted between the Mason City Farmers Market and the Clear Lake Farmers Market, and then we were able last year to provide a food demonstration toolkit for five total farmers markets. So they've got the tools to really take those demonstrations forward. And then we were able to look at how we want to deepen that work and really tie the food demonstrations with some of the real important and serious health concerns that our community hospitals have identified. And diabetes concerns and obesity concerns are very much tied to our diet regime. So we were able to get support from a Wellmark grant, as you noted, and in partnership with Cerro Gordo County Public Health and with Franklin General Hospital, we will be linking these food demonstrations and cooking classes with some pre-diabetic support programs, and these programs will also be taking place at farmers markets. So we have a new piece of equipment called a Charlie Cart, so I hope people get out this summer and experience the Charlie Cart. I think it'll be most active at the Clear Lake and the Mason City Farmers Market, but we will, after this year, be looking at how can we expand the use of that.
Our thanks to Jan Libby, today's guest on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program.
Today's Newsmaker interview has been sponsored by First Bank Hampton. You can hear today's interview or past interviews on demand in their entirety by visiting the Newsmaker page at radioonthego.com. The First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program is featured as part of the Radio on the Go stream and is also part of our podcast, which can be subscribed to for free in iTunes or Stitcher.
If you're looking for a bank that specializes in agricultural lending, you can count on First Bank Hampton to meet the needs of your farming operation. Hi, this is Kent Mullenbeck at First Bank Hampton. We are your full-service agricultural bank offering operating lines of credit, equipment, and real estate loans. Whether you are a large or small operation, we work together with you to provide competitive rates, great service, and terms you'll truly appreciate. If you'd like to visit with me or one of our other experienced ag lenders, call us and we'll be happy to set up an appointment. At First Bank Hampton, We're proud to serve our local farmers, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.